Welcome to Reading Deadly Troubadours. I'm author Brent Thomas, and join with me as I read from the second novel of my Deadly Troubadours series, Sand, Sea, and Stone. Let's begin, shall we? Chapter 5. Talbert Gretchen. Kraken. Talbert sat and watched. Soon he would have his audition. Yet again, it was to be in a seaside pub, although this time the conditions were slightly different. When he was interviewing for the Academy, the smell of decorative flowers masked the salt scent of the ocean. This time, that ocean aroma was overpowered by sweat, beer, bile, and smoke. Talbert could not help but think that this was the more honest aroma. Last time, it was his future at stake. A chance at the Academy meant a new life. Today, he was looking to settle his past. This would be his opportunity to put his ghosts to rest. For entrance in the Academy, he had the one chance. If he had failed, then it would have been near impossible to gain further access. Here, that was one pressure he did not feel. If he failed this time, there were other ways to fit his needs. He could try again. Unless, of course, he was killed, which was indeed a possibility. Those he was seeking to join were killers, after all, and death was what brought Talbert Gretchen here to meet them. The death of his parents. The Gretchens were in the business of brewing and trading a high-quality rum. Although it wasn't the most prevalent of brands, Blue Tide's varieties of rums were well-known, even sought after, a product that could be thought of as lucrative. Unfortunately, this meant that the Blue Tide ships were also thought of as lucrative, albeit as targets. And it seemed they were vulnerable, too. It had taken some effort to track down the crew members who survived the attack that killed his parents. But Talbert managed. Each spoke in hushed tones of the same ship, flying the same distinct flag, the skeletal dogfish. Part of Talbert hoped this would turn out to be a well-known and well-feared band of pirates, that they would be regarded as the height of villainy and the scourge from which other pirates fled. The truth was, they were merely one of any number of dog ships that floated between ports. With steel-black hearts, they would set upon any ship that lacked a garrison of soldiers or guards. They were not the wolves of the ocean bringing down the strong. They were merely the dogs that barked at every traveler. Sometimes, all it took was a swift kick to give them a fright and make them turn tail and run. Sometimes, their bark alone was enough to win any bounty being hauled by the merchants they set upon. And sometimes, they drew blood, leaving only the charred hulls of their victims in their wake. Talbert's search had led him to this particular dank pub that the crew of the skeletal dogfish were known to frequent. And he waited. He planned. And he wrote a letter. Like so many who went to sea, he was leaving someone behind. Talbert shook his head at that thought. He was romanticizing his situation too much. He had left her behind back when he was still a student, when he had set his original, failed plan in motion. At that time, he had little care for whether or not he would be dismissed from the Academy or hurt someone important to him. He was, and he did. He neglected her, a girl he was actually quite fond of, to instead focus on creating a weapon to kill the pirates who murdered his family. When that plan failed, he lost the girl and was dismissed by the Academy. He still found the pirates, but all he had were his clothes, a set of pins, and his intelligence. It would be enough. 2 days prior, the skeletal dogfish had docked and set upon the pub for revelry. Talbert had done his best to acquaint himself with the crew. At the very least, he was considered a friendly face. He did not have the coin for the purchased drinks it would take to be elevated into a boon companion. But he had become someone the crew would talk with. They told him of their accomplishments, lies mostly, though sprinkled with the occasional twisted truth. But, more importantly, he learned who did what. He learned the cook was a man everyone called Beef, because of a joke that he was the only beef to be found on board. Talbert had laughed uproariously at the joke, though he did not see the humor in it. He learned there was at least one woman aboard who answered to sweet smell. She was quite a handsome woman, but the crew respected that the closest they would ever get to her sweetness was her smell. Another of the barflies japed that he knew where the sweetest spot to smell would be. Those in this circle of conversation fell quiet and glanced around nervously. Sweet Smell had been in the pub earlier, and none wanted to risk her wrath by following that line of humor. Talbert made a note to be wary of Sweet Smell should he manage to gain purchase aboard the ship. Most importantly, Talbert acquainted himself with Jern, the ship's lore master. A lore master was something of a jack-of-all-trades on a ship such as the Skeletal Dogfish. There were many nautical duties that required a degree of actual knowledge on board a ship, even a pirate ship. Maps needed to be read, and courses needed to be charted. Illnesses needed to be treated, bones needed to be set, and arrow holes needed to be patched in a manner where the patient didn't wake with all his blood forming a pool in his hammock. Talbert was no doctor, but he had more than a passing knowledge of anatomy and some practical experience knitting a body together, albeit the only bodies he ever practiced on were farm animals and small game, due to his accelerated course of study. But he was able to talk at length about charts, mapping, and even figures with Jern. Talbert did so very pleasantly and very publicly for several hours just the other night. So, it was with an air of concern that he received the news earlier this evening that Jern had taken ill. Talbert's face showed nothing but bewilderment when the ship's mate, a man of solid muscle, well tanned from constant exposure to sun, salt, and spray, sat across from him to discuss serving as temporary lore master for the next leg of the Skeletal Dogfish's journey. "I suppose it is possible, but what made you think of me?" "Wanting me to sing your praises, lad?" asked Jom Stout, first mate of the Dogfish. "Then here is the quickest of the tunes I can muster. Jern said you would be a good fit, if only a temporary one. Said you know the ways of the sea, no maps and stars. That you be learned, at least more so than others around. And that you've spent enough coin to try and purchase favor, that you might be looking for a voyage anyway." Talbert tried to steady his beating heart. He did not think the lore master had taken any real notice of his purchased drinks. To some degree, he had underestimated Jern, and regarded him as close to a fool because his profession was pirate. The steel in Stout's gray eyes sparked with something keen, and Talbert knew he should be wary not to underestimate one of the crew, especially not one who had achieved the rank of mate. "Your ship and its reputation are known to me," Talbert admitted. "I had thought that a friendship with the lore master might get me purchase aboard the ship, and you were right. Just not in the manner it seems you expected." The turn of phrase left Talbert wondering if there was already suspicion towards his motives, but he saw none in the mate's eyes. "The quick of it," Stout continued, "is you should agree to join us." "Why is that?" asked Talbert. "Ship needs a lore master, even if it is an untested one." "Agree to join? You get time to pack, gather your things, and say any goodbyes you want. Decline? And I smash you about the head and drag you on the ship myself. All you have is what we give you. Not the best way to start a relationship with your employer." "What if I agree, only to attempt to sneak away before boarding the ship?" That caused Stout to break into a broad grin, revealing surprisingly white teeth. "You're a smart lad," Stout said, still beaming with genuine mirth. "I'm sure you can fathom what would be the result in breaking your word to me." Talbert couldn't tell if the mate's amusement was not based in Talbert's cheekiness in suggesting he could flee the pirate's grasp, or in Stout's own imagining of the violent response such an attempt would earn. "Then I guess I will accept the post of lore master, as he allowed his joy to show on his face. Good answer, Jom Stout replied, extending his hand. Talbert took it. Welcome to the crew of the Skeletal Dogfish. The pirate's grip was one made of callous skin and taut muscle. Once again, Talbot was reminded that his plan was to commit himself against a ship of brutal killers. There was no doubt that the very hand he shook could as easily have throttled the life out of him. Talbert's only true defense, and offense for that matter, would be his wits. I'm very thankful for the opportunity. Tell me that at the end of the voyage, Stout said with a laugh. We leave on the next tide. Don't make us come look for you. With that, the mate gave the newly christened lore master a pat on the arm that almost knocked him off his chair. And then Jom Stout was off to continue with preparations. Talbert had his own preparations to make, but first he allowed a wave of smugness to wash over him. This time his plan had worked perfectly. Just enough of the right mixture of herbs into Jern's beers had the desired result. The lore master would spend the next week keenly aware of the workings of his digestive tract. It would be a miserable patch of time, and one in which he would be incapable of performing his seaborne duties. Talbert had taken the gamble that he would either be able to join the crew as they left the harbor, or he would have time to care for the lore master and perhaps join as an assistant. He was glad fate provided the more expedient option, which was also the option that kept him from having to tend to the lore master's constant soiling of bedpans. He whistled as he made his way up the stairs and into the tiny closet that was his room. Talbert was shocked to find the sallow-faced Jern sitting on his bed. What was worse was that Talbert's duffel bag lay open, its contents scattered all over the bed and floor. Jern's hand grasped the herbs and anger filled his eyes. I know what you did, boy. The words came out as a hoarse rasp. A throat raw from vomiting kept the lore master from making more noise than a whisper. It's not what you think. You don't know, Talbert started. Don't tell me what I know. Jern shook his hand, still holding the herbs in front of Talbert's face. I know you will swing for this. Won't even make it to ship, you won't. Jern went to push past the new lore master. Talbert's mind rushed for a solution. How could he keep Jern in the room? As sick as he was, there was still strength to the old man who shoved Talbert away from the door onto the bed. Talbert's hand closed on something cylindrical and hollow. A writing pen. If Talbert wanted his revenge, he knew what needed to be done. It took only a moment. Less than a second for Talbert to lunge forward from the bed and stab the empty pen into Jern's neck. It pierced his jugular, just as Talbert had hoped. Blood so dark it almost looked black spurted out. Jern tried to scream, but only a rasping whisper came out. Talbert held on tight and kept the man from opening the door. The blood continued to pump, but soon enough it lessened. Jern grew cold and heavy. Talbert lowered him to the floor. Part of him wanted to vomit. Part of him wanted to celebrate. In a few short hours, the skeletal dogfish would be away to sea. No others would know of Jern's death. Talbert's revenge had started.
Hey everyone, this is Brent. If you've been enjoying this podcast, there's a few things I'd like you to do to help me out. First of all, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, and then go over to Goodreads. At Goodreads, you can rate and review both Deadly Troubadours and Sand, Sea, and Stone. Then you might as well go on over to Facebook and like the Brent Thomas author page. To see what I'm up to, you can follow me on Instagram or at Twitter. Don't worry about all of those addresses, because you know what? They're all going to be in the show notes at the end. You can also go to my website, which is deadlytroubadour.com. If you really want to support me, you know, with cash, you can go to patreon.com/BrentThomas. If you want to purchase a copy of Deadly Troubadours, you can get a paperback through Amazon or an ebook anywhere ebooks are sold. Or you can contact me directly for either. Sadly, Sand, Sea, and Stone is not yet available. Thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. And you know what? Have a great day.